Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi zidni ilma.
We were discussing the incident of ifk, the slander that was levied against Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So Aisha radiallahu anha, this accusation and this rumor we spoke about, that she was not even aware of the incident, the rumor, and she was shocked that people could have even made such an accusation against her. She went out with Ummu Mistah radiallahu anha, and she's the one that did not even directly even tell her. Contrary to how we behave nowadays, where we directly will confront the person and ask him, "By this is what I heard about you, it's true, it happened. We heard like you divorced your wife." No, that's not something to directly, that's his domestic issues, you don't take it directly and to the person and ask. So be as it may, Aisha radiallahu anha, she eventually comes to know. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did ask his mashwara from certain sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the response that Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu became little bit of a difficult and a tight situation between Aisha and Ali radiallahu anhum. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he did not accuse her. But he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَدَيِّقَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make anything difficult for you. وَالنِّسَاءُ سِوَاهَا كَثِيرًا. There's so many other women. There's many other women. That's all. We're not saying anything else. What I'm saying is that there are many other women. So don't trouble yourself too much about what's happening. So Nabi Sam, eventually one sahabi said, ask Barira, the slave girl. So Nabi Sam comes to Barira radiallahu anha, the slave girl, and she says, "In ra'itu 'alayha amran aghmisuhu 'alayha akthar min annaha jariyatun hadithatu sin." He says, "If ever I look for a point that I can fault her for, there is nothing besides the fact she's a young girl, very, very young girl, that if she has to make the dough, then tanamu an ajini ahliha. She will leave the dough in the sun for it to rise. She is oblivious and she forgets about it. Fata'ti dajin fata'kul. And an animal will come and eat of it." So she is very neglectful of certain chores in the house. That's all, that's the only fault I can find. She's like a very young girl. So Barira radiallahu anha, this is what she said. Nabi Sam heard about it. Nabi Sam goes on the minbar, and then Nabi Sam addresses Sahaba radiallahu anhum. "Ya ma'ashar al-Muslimin, O my Sahaba, please, can you advise me? What would you say? What do you all think? May ya'adhiruni? Who will excuse me from this person who's accusing my wife?" So there was like a subtle point that Nabi Sam was giving, that this is my wife at the end of the day that you all are accusing her of. I'm holding my opinion at the moment, I'm waiting for a divine decree. Referring to Abdullah ibn Ubay, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqun, who will excuse me? If I have to do anything to him, who will excuse me and say, "Ya Rasulullah, you are excused if you take his life." So Nabi Sam just put it forward and he kept quiet. One sahabi says, "I'll kill him," and another person. Everyone said something. It became a little bit of a heated moment again. Then Nabi Sam comes to Aisha radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we said, Aisha radiallahu anha is crying. She's crying for days. In some narrations, for 2 days, لا يرقأ لي دمع ولا يكتحل بنوم. She says that for 2 days consecutive, I was just tearing and I was crying. I just couldn't believe. I'm asking my mother, like, people really made up the story about me. They're actually talking about this. And I'm free. I'm innocent. And how do they have the guts and the courage to speak about it? So eventually, Aisha radiallahu anha, on one of the conversations with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was so emotionally zoned out that she's really not focusing. She says, "Wallahi la ajidu lakum mathalan illa qawla Abi Yusuf. I don't find any example for me to present to you except the father of Yusuf." Which means even Yaqub alayhi salam's name wasn't in her mind at that moment. She said, "The father of Yusuf." And she said, "Fasabrun jameel, wallahu al-musta'an wa ala ma tasifun." I know I'm free. I'll be patient and Allah will exonerate me. Allah will free me. So she was patient. And then the next gathering or moment was wahi and fresh revelation coming upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she said to herself, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free me." But she thought maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire Nabi some, maybe some, he'll see her dream, or in some way the truth will just come to the fore, in some miraculous way. When 10 verses of the Quran were revealed, part of surah, part of the Quran Sharif, in Surah Nur, this she says, "Wala sha'ni kana fi nafsi kana ahqar min ayyatakallam Allahu fiya bi amrin yutla." I am so insignificant. I'm not so important to myself that Allah has to reveal 10 verses to be recited till the day of Qiyamah regarding my incident. I never felt myself so important. But anyway, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven my innocence. 10 verses have been revealed. And amongst these 10, each one of those verses has a lesson for us. How to deal with social matters. How to take anything we hear. And amazing is the advice, the guidance of those 10 verses of the Quran Sharif. That will be the second ruku of Surah An-Nur. The second ruku. Inna alladhina ja'u bil ifki. And those verses were revealed. When the verses are revealed, Nabi Sam comes, he says, "Aisha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven your innocence. He has exonerated you." So the mother says, "Aisha, kumili. Walk and go to your husband, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thank him." Now listen to her response. She says, "Wallahi la aqumu ilayh." I'm not going to go to him. That's your husband. Revelation came to him. Your innocence is via him. La ahmadu illallah. I will only praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revelation is from Allah. Nabi Sam didn't say, "Hey, who are you talking about? You know, I'm Khatamun Nabiin. I receive it. It wasn't for me. I couldn't have told you." No, Nabi Sam understood the place she's coming from. He understood that she was missing something, and he understood where she's coming from. So he let her be herself. Now that was a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to deal with that situation despite the position he held, the seat he sat on. Khatamun Nabiyyin. I mean, being spoken to in that manner, she's rightful in what she's saying. Allah sent it. I also didn't have any answer. I was waiting for Allah. And Nabi sallam never make a big hoo-ha about it. Cheek here, it's okay. This is what Aisha said. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he used to spend on mistah. He used to spend on another sahabi. He used to spend on one sahabi who was his relative. So this sahabi, the name just slipped the mind. So he used to spend on the sahabi, and this sahabi was his relative. So he took a qasam that because this relative was also part of the rumor and this allegation, he's going to stop spending and looking after him. I'm not going to be spending on him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, revelation comes again. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Such qasam should not be taken. Because you accuse my daughter, I won't help you. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Forgive, overlook, move on in life. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, revelation comes, Abu Bakr, you've taken the qasam not to help, you'll have to break that qasam, you have to continue helping. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Don't you love and desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you? Definitely. Then forgive. But the lesson for us, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, because you accuse my daughter, I will not help you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a message to us as a ummah. You helping your relative is an ibadah. It's separate from what has happened in the incident. Don't mix up the two. You helping someone was for the deen of Allah. Not for favors. Not for him to be good to you. You did it for the sake of Allah. That continues. You never did it for any other reason. So continue helping the relative of yours. So eventually Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had to continue spending on that relative of his. The ayat was revealed. He says, I'm wrong. I have to continue spending. And he continued spending on his relative. That was one. Then Aisha radiallahu anha right at the end of the hadith. She says, my rival amongst the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Zainab radiallahu anha. She was my rival. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this incident goes to Zainab. Zainab, what you think about Aisha? So right at the end, Aisha radiallahu anha, the incident is narrated. What you think about Zainab? Now this was an opportunity to run her down and score some points. But Zainab radiallahu anha says, Ahmi sam'i wa basari. I protect my gaze and my ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I'm not gonna say anything. Why should I say something I'll be responsible for in the court of Allah tomorrow? I rather just hold my silence. I'm not gonna say anything. So she kept quiet. Aisha radiallahu anha says, she was my rival. Her piety with Allah protected her. Because of her taqwa and her consciousness of Allah, she withheld, else she could have scored the point of view. She would have been ahead of me. She would have been the best of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat. But she was not in any race. She was in the race of meeting Allah with a clean slate. He says, no, I'd rather not do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability to take lesson from all of this. We just thought of, since it's so fresh, unrelated to the seerah itself, but because of what's happening, especially in Gaza now, very few, we're not going to discuss the whole thing, but just a few things. This is the last wasiyat of Anas Jamal Sharif. Amongst the group of journalists when they hit the hospital that were made shaheed or that were killed, amongst them, one was Anas Jamal Sharif. For whatever reason, they were targeting him. So the chief of the soldiers, Israeli soldiers, he sent a message first to him, threatened him. So he told him, see, stop doing what you are doing. So he responded and he says, لَنُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَادْ Do what you want. I'm not going to resist. I'll do what I need to do. So he's trying to silence him. So eventually he continued with his work. Then the message comes, we will give you a safe passage and a package to go and resettle in Qatar. Can you please like move and stop covering what's happening in Gaza? So he says, لا نخرج من غزة إلا إلى الجنة. We don't leave Gaza except to Jannah. We're not leaving this place. He says, but keep quiet. Mm-mm. So this was penned on the 6th of the 4th, 2025. Now, this is a journalist. We're not talking about, sometimes we feel certain people are the friends of Allah. We don't know who's the friend of Allah. For him to have this inspiration of writing this wasiyat so close to his demise was an inspiration. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to pen these words. So he says, هذه وصيتي ورسالتي الأخيرة. This is my final wasiyah and pieces of advice. And he says, إن وصلتكم كلماتي هذه. If you reading my words, know very well أن إسرائيل قد نجحت في قتل وإسكات صوتي. Then the Israelis were successful in silencing me. I've become a shaheed. If you reading my words, this is wasiyah. You can't read it except after death. If you're reading it, it's because I passed away and gone to the mercy of Allah. Bidayatan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya'lamu Allah, Allah be my witness, He knows. Annani badaltu kulla ma amliku min juhdin wa quwwa. I spent whatever resources I had to cover what's happening. So whatever we may, skill, ability, resource we have, we need to put that forward for the deen of Allah. Whatever I have, I must do that for the deen of Allah. So it doesn't mean a plumber can't do anything for the deen of Allah. Plumber can help the masjid. He can say, whenever there is any small jobs, please let me know. Or any job, whatever it be. Electrician, you have any problems, let me know. Free of charge, that's my khidmat for the deen of Allah. That's on whatever we can do. So he says, I did what I could do within my capacity. And then he says that this was my dream. منذ فتحت عيني على الحياة في أزقة وحارات مخيمة جبالية. Since the days my eyes opened in the valleys of the Jabalia refugee camp. That's where my eyes opened. He says, where I originally come from, Asqalan. That's my homeland. That's occupied. But my dream was to go back and take my people to Asqalan. Lakin mashi'atullahi kanat asbaq. But the decree of Allah has surpassed my wishes. Has this taken effect? وَحُكْمُهُ نَافِذ. He says, عِشْتُ الْعَلَمَ بِكُلِّ تَفَاصِيلِهِ. I lived pain to its detail. You ask me about pain, I can tell you about pain. وَذُقْتُ الْوَجْعَ وَالْفَقْدَ مِرَارًا. I tasted difficulty, loss and deprivation multiple times. وَلَغْمَ ذَلِكَ. Despite that, there wasn't a day that passed. النقل الحقيقة كما هي بلا تزوير أو تحريف, without me being able to pass on the news unadulterated to you. What was being covered, I covered it. What was happening on the ground, I covered it for the world without any change. And he says, this is worrying for every one of us. He says, عسى أن يكون الله شاهدا. Allah is witness. على من سكتوا وَمَنْ قَبِلُوا بِقَتْلِنَا. The one who's silent and the one who has accepted our killing. We've been killed and you're silent about it. Allah is witness. وَمَنْ حَاصَرُوا أَنفُسَنَا وَلَمْ تُحَرِّكْ أَشْلَاءُ أَطْفَالِنَا وَنِسَائِنَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ سَاكِنًا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّفُ الْمَذْبَحَةَ الَّتِي يَتَعَرَّضُ لَهَا شَعْبُنَا مُنْذُ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ عَامْ وَنِصْفِ. And he says he never made an effort to stop this genocide machine. So whatever we can do, we should be doing. Imagine a person says, on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to tell Allah, I covered the information, you knew about it. And you never even shed a tear for me. You never even read two rakats even for me. You did nothing for me. How are we going to stand in front of Allah? He says, Usikum bi Filastin. Durrati tajil muslimin. He says, I give you advice and wasiyat. Please hold Palestine deep down in your heart. Please, I am gone, but I want you to take over this worry and this cry of Palestine. Usikum bi ahliha wa bi atfaliha al-mazlumin as-sighar. And please have some worry and concern for the children, the oppressed young children of Gaza, الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُلْهِمْهُمْ الْعُمْرُ لِيَحْلُمُوا وَيَعِيشُوا فِي أَمَانٍ وَسَلَامٍ. Their only dream was to live in peace. That was the only dream. Like how your children would live normal lives, that was the dream of even our children. فَقَدْ سُحِقَتْ أَجَسَامُهُمُ الطَّاهِرَةِ. He says, unfortunately, but their bodies are smeared on the walls of Gaza with thousands of tons of Israeli missiles and weaponry. Usikum alla tusqitukum alquyudu wa la tuq'idukum alhududu wa kunu jusuran nahwa tahrir albilad walibad. He says, whatever you can do, there shouldn't be anything that's stopping you from worrying about Gaza. Borders are man-made. Restrictions are from man. But in whichever way you can do for the deen of Allah, make dua, whatever we can do, we should do. He says, أُوْسِيكُمْ بِقُرَّةِ عَيْنِي. He says, I give you some advice. Please look after my little daughter. Her name is Sham. أَلَّتِي لَمْ تُسْعِفْهَا الْأَيَّامِ لِأَرَاهَا تَكْبُرْ. The days did not give me an opportunity to see her grow up. I'm going, she's left behind. كَمَا كَانَتْ أَحْلُمْ. And this was my dream, to go back and see my daughter. وَأُسِيكُمْ بِإِبْنِ الْغَالِ صَلَاحِ. You got children? I also left my daughter 1.5. I also left my son about 3 and 4 years old. I also wanted to see him run in the streets of Gaza. أُسِيكُمْ بِوَالِدَتِي الْحَبِيبَ. I left behind even my mother. My mother, أَلَّتِي بِبَرَكَةِ دُعَائِهَا وَصَلْتُ لِمَا وَصَلْتُ إِلَيْهِ. He says, the blessings of her dua, I reached where I've reached. Whatever I've done was the blessings of her dua. وَكَانَ دَعْوَاتُهَا حِسْنِي وَنُورُهَا طَرِيقِي. He says, her duas was my fortress. That was my protection. And he says, make dua for her, for his mother. And then he says, وَأُوْسِيكُمْ كَذَلِكَ بِرَفِيقَةِ الْعُمْرِ. With the companion of my life, my wife, Ummu Salah. He says, the separation between me and my wife was because of the war. For months on end, at times I wouldn't see her. But she said, if this is your khidmat for the deen of Allah, I allow you. If that is going to be your khidmat for the deen of Allah. And then he says, she was like a branch of an olive tree. Sabiratan, muhtasibatan. And then he makes dua. And he says, in muttu, if I pass away, فَإِنَّنِي أَمُوتُ ثَابِتًا عَلَى الْمَبْدَى وَأُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ أَنِّي رَاضٍ بِقَضَائِهِ. Allah be my witness, I'm happy with his decree. If this is going to be my death, I'm happy with it. مُؤْمِنٌ بِلِقَائِهِ. Waiting to meet Allah, because I know مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The reward by Allah is better and laster. It's everlasting. اللَّهُمَّ تَقَبَّلْنِي فِي الشُّهَدَى. When we read this, we get so sad. He says, oh my Allah, please accept me. I want to have my name written in the list of shuhada. He's crying to become a shaheed. Wants to become a shaheed. And then he makes other du'as. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq and the ability that we never ever forget the pain, the suffering of the people of Gaza. We continue making du'a for them. And whichever way we can be of an assistance to the people of Gaza, we have to be. We can't remain silent. If I can write a letter, I should write a letter. If I can write an article, I would write an article. If I can speak, I would speak. If I can send some money, I'll send some money. If I can only send my dua, I'll send my dua. But I know on the day of Qiyamah, I won't have nothing to say. I would say, Allah, I'm weak. At least I send my dua. I sent at least 2 rakats of salah. At least I did something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamd. Subhanallah.